靠着圣灵的帮助
relying on the help of the Holy Spirit，
我们继续来分享来学习但以理书第二章的信息。
We shall learn and share the message in, in Daniel chapter 2。
在第二章的第一个主题叫做世界的梦。
The first theme of Daniel chapter 2 is world dream。
尼布甲尼撒王的梦原来是世界的梦。
The dream of King Nebuchadnezzar is actually the dream of the world。
因为这个梦关乎到世界帝国的兴起以及帝国的衰败。
Because this dream concerns the rise and the fall of empires。
甚至看到帝国的绝迹，他们的灭亡。
You can see also the end and the destruction of these empires.
那在这个梦的故事里面
，and the, in the story of this dream，
我们看到尼布甲尼撒王养了一大群专家来治理这个巴比伦国。
We can see that King Nebuchadnezzar had many of these wise men with him.、
第一，他有强大的军队来保卫国土。
Firstly, he had a great military might to protect the country.
第二，他也有一群智慧人来帮助他治理这个国家。
Secondly, he also had many wise men to help him administer the country.
第三，他也有一群科学家来专门研究这个宇宙的。
And thirdly, he also had scientists, researchers to help him with the universe.
特别是研究天文学。
To help him to research the universe.
第四是什么呢？
And the fourth one was
第四，在灵界里面，他有一群行邪术的以及算命的那些巫师。
And fourthly, he had in the spiritual realm those who are able to tell the fortune and those who do sorcery.
你看他在哪一个层面里面，甚至到灵界里面，他都有他的专业人士，有他的专家来帮忙，来帮助他。
You can see that in every aspect of life, he has his own experts to help him.
当他这一大群专家没有办法替王解梦的时候
，But when these experts are in, they are not able to explain the dream or to tell the dream of the dream.
这一群人就成了无用的人。
Then this group of people has become the useless group of people.
在王眼里，甚至是毫无价值。
And before the eyes of the king, they are valueless.
因此，王对他们非常的愤怒。
As such, the king was very furious.
王要把这群专家杀灭了，全部毁灭掉了。
The king wanted to destroy all the wise men.
我们王养这班人，付出这么多的金钱，给这么好的待遇。结果是无用的人，那要来做什么呢
？The king has treated these wise men so well, and what is it for if they are not able to help him？
那当我们要杀这一群专家的时候，也包括了但以理在里面，也要把但以理杀掉了。
When the king wanted to destroy to kill all these wise men, these people would include Daniel.
那在这里看到什么呢
？What do we see here？
在这里看到尼布甲尼撒这一头狮子啊，巴比伦的这头狮子正在吼叫，大声的吼叫。
We can see that this Nebuchadnezzar, the great roaring lion, was roaring.
我们看到狮子在发怒。
We see that this lion was very angry.
我们看到狮子要吞噬人。
This lion was about to devour people.
再一次告诉我们，巴比伦叫做示拿地，就是狮子吼叫的地方。
Once again, it tells us that Babylon is also known as the land of Shinar. It is also the land where the lions roar.
那一场可怕的大风暴即将来临，马上要临到。
And this great storm is about to happen.
我们看到但以理在这场风暴当中，他采取了四个步骤来应对这场风暴。
In the midst of this storm, we can see that Daniel came up with these four things.
我们之前讲过了两个方法，两个步骤。
We have talked about two parts.
第一就是但以理哦，以智慧和勇气来面对这困难，面对这风暴。
We have discussed in the first part that Daniel uses his courage and his wisdom to counter this storm.
第二面对风暴的第二步就是寻找祷告的同伴。
The second method is to find companions in prayer.
不是你一个人自己在祷告祈求神。
It is not he himself who prayed to the Lord.
当然，他自己一个人祷告也可以的。
Of course, if he were to pray himself,
但是他知道神的国不是万面兽，不是一个人在承担一切。
But he knew that the kingdom is not for him alone.
神的国是一体的，是一体的，就是同心合意的。
God's kingdom is for all of us, and it must be in a united kingdom.
那我们看到他面对风暴的第二个步骤，就是表现出同心合意以及一家人的精神，不是万面兽。
in the second part, how he handled this situation, was in one that is united and not just superficially.
那第三个哈步骤，面对风暴的步骤是什么呢
？What is the third part? How he handled this storm?
第三个步骤，他就发出感谢赞美的声音。
The third one is he gave forth praises of sound voices of praise.
请注意哦，这种感谢赞美的声音哦，是在死亡的风暴当中发出感谢，发出赞美。
These voices of praise to God is at the very crucial part when he was about to
die. 这样表现的是什么呢
？What does this tell us?
这就是真正的信仰。
This is true faith.
这就是真正的信心。
This is true belief.
是对神的信心。
It is our faith towards God.
纵使风暴来临
，even though the storm was coming，
纵使命都要没了死亡临到了
，even though death was near him，
在死亡的风暴中，继续感谢，继续赞美真神，没有退缩，没有害怕。
In the midst of all this storm, he continued to praise God and to thank him.
我们看十九节。
We read verse 19.
但以理书二章的十九节。
Daniel chapter 2 verse 19.
请念。
Then the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision of the night. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered, Daniel blessed the God of heaven.
这里说，在十九节说，但以理便称颂天上的真神，就是发出感谢赞美神的声音、啊、
Here Daniel gave forth the voices of praise to God.
那但以理他有信心去祷告。对不起，但以理呢，他信心最大的特点是什么呢
？What was the greatest characteristic of Daniel's faith?
他信心的特点就是他有敬拜的生命。
He had this life to worship God.
什么叫做敬拜的生命
？What is this life to worship God?
你注意看，在他的生命中，他一定有这三件事情。
You notice that in his life of faith, he had these three ingredients.
敬拜真神。
First, to worship God.
第二，亲近真神。
Secondly, to draw near to God.
就是特别用祷告来亲近神，与神交通。
That is to use prayer to communicate with God.
第三呢，他就会尊荣神，归荣耀给神。
Thirdly, he will give all glory to God.
这三件事情哦，在他的生命中比一切都重要。
These three things are the most important things in his life.
我们从但以理的故事当中，他的生平当中，你都会看到他有这个信仰的三个见证。
From the story of Daniel, we can see these three testimonies in his.
无论他是在平安平稳的岁月当中
，whether life is peaceful，
还是在风暴死亡当中
，or whether he is encountering a storm，
他这种敬拜的生命是没有改变的，是不会改变的，没有停止的。
His life of worshiping God will not change and will not stop.
我再重复，什么叫做敬拜的生命
？I repeat, what is this life of worship?
有三种表现，三种见证。
Three manifestations and three testimonies.
第一就是继续敬拜真神。
First, continue to worship God.
第二就是继续的亲近神。
Secondly, draw near to God.
第三就是继续的归荣耀给神。
Thirdly, continue to glorify God.
这叫做所以我称但以理的生命叫做敬拜的生命，就是有这三种表现。
That is why I term Daniel's life as a life of worshiping God with these three manifestations.
那请问，我们有没有这种敬拜的生命在我们的信仰里面来见证呢？
So do we have these three manifestations in our life to bear witness to God?
兄弟啊，敬拜真神。
Brethren, we must worship God.
兄弟啊，亲近真神。
We must draw near to God.
兄弟啊，归荣耀给神。
We must give glory to God.
好，那在但以理的生命当中，神是他生命中唯一的主，唯一的神。
In Daniel's life, God is the only God and Lord of his life.
他的主不是尼布甲尼撒王。
His Lord was not King Nebuchadnezzar.
他的主更不是这个世界。
His Lord was not the world.
他的主只有一个，就是真神。唯独真神。
He had only one Lord, which is the one true.
除了真神，他没有其他的主。
Apart from this God, he has no other Lord.
这是他生命当中的一个很重要的一个见，也是一个很重要的见证。
This is one very important testimony in his life.
那在我们的生命当中，信仰生命当中
，What about our life?
我们称主耶稣为主，称神为我们的神。
We call Jesus our Lord and our God.
但事实上，我们软弱，很多时候软弱的时候，我们心中还有很多个主，有很多个主。
But in times of our weakness, we have many other lords.
是啊，耶稣是我的主，但是不是唯一的主，我还有其他的主。
Jesus may be our Lord, but we have other lords.
不是这样子吗
？Isn't that so?
可以一些利益，可以一些好处，可以想要得到一些你要的东西，就去服从那个主。就去侍奉那个主，就去服侍那个主，不是这样子吗？就是把很多金钱、时间全部来服侍他。
If there is any benefit that you can gain, would you not worship the other lords?
那我们有没有用这种精神来去服侍我们天上的主呢？服侍我们的主耶稣基督吗？请问有没有呢？
Have we used the same kind of spirit and effort to worship our one true God?
你花在世界的生命，花在世界的金钱，花在世界的时间，花在世界的 那种所有的、爱多呢？还是 放在耶稣身上多？爱耶稣多？
Do you spend more wealth, effort, and life in this world than God?
你看我们聚会一个星期有一些 才来一次而已，就是拜六而已。拜六就来一堂而已，三点或者十一点那一堂，就是一堂而已。
Many of our believers, we come only for one Sabbath service, either the morning or the afternoon.
除了那一堂，其他的日子全部在世界的，不是吗？
Apart from that one session, all our time is spent in the world.
这样看起来，我们除了主耶稣以外，我们的主以外，我们心中还有很多主的，不同的主都在我们心里面的。
So it looks like apart from our Lord God, we have many other lords in the world.
我们要生活，我们要做工，这是没错的。
We need to live, we need to work. That's.
我们甚至要努力工作，努力来安排家庭。
We need to be diligent and to manage our household.
这些只是生活而已啊。
But all this is for our livelihood.
这些不是我们的主，他们不是我们的主啊。
These are not our lords.
公司不是我们的主啊，金钱不是我们的主啊。
Our workplace and our wealth is not our lord.
我们的主只有一个，就是耶稣基督，天上的真神。
We have only one lord, which is Jesus Christ.
你可以在但以理的生命当中看到这个见证的。
You can see this in Daniel's life.
读但以理书要了解好，认识但以理，你一定要认识他的信仰，认识他的信仰生命。
If you read the book of Daniel, you must be able to recognize this life of Daniel.
那在但以理敬拜神的生命当中有两个层面。
And in this life of Daniel, there are two things that you.
我刚才不是说他有敬拜的生命吗
？I've mentioned to you that he has this life of worshiping.
那敬拜的生命有两个层面，一定有两个层面。
And in this life of worshiping God, there are two aspects.
第一
，first，
第一个层面就是他常常提起神的。
He always bring he will always make God known to others.
第二个层面就是他常常与神对话，与神说话的。
Secondly, he will always converse and be in communication with God.
常常提起神，那是对人讲的。
He will always tell men about God.
跟人家来往，跟人家沟通，跟人家讲话，才好提起神，那是跟人讲啊。
He will tell men about his God.
那与神说话，那就是对人啊，对神啊。
When he speaks to God, he will. It is towards God.
所以无论是对人也好，他对神也好，他都是他的内容只有一个，他的主题只有一个，就是提起神，就是真神。
Whether it's towards God or towards man, he has only one theme, which is to always mention about God.
祷告是对神，也一直在提起神。
When he prays to God, he will always mention about God.
生活面对人，他也是常常提起神，一定提起神。
In his life, he will also often mention about God.
这个就是他信仰生命、敬拜生命的两个层面，对人、对神，一定提起神。
These are the two aspects of his life. He will always mention men. He will always mention God to men, and he will always pray.
其实这个见证呢，这个行为，这个见证呢，就是。十条诫命的第一条诫命，当敬拜独一真神。
Actually, this is the first of the Ten Commandments, which is to honor your God.
无论在什么情况中，在祷告中，在敬拜中，还是在生活中，在工作中，提起神，敬拜神。
Whether it is in our family or in our workplace, we must always make mention of God and honor God.
这个就是第一条诫命啊，这个叫做当拜独一真神。不然你怎样拜呢？你怎样拜独一真神？你都没有提到他的。你怎样拜独一真神哦
？This is the first commandment that is to honor him. If you do not make known God to other people, then how do you even honor God?
这是我们看到他面对风暴的第三个方法，三个步骤哦，就是发出感谢赞美的声音。
This is the third point. That is, he gave forth his praises and thanks to God.
原来他能够这样做，能够感谢赞美，在风暴中能够感谢赞美，因为他有一个敬拜的神明，他有一个敬拜的神明。
The fact that he was able to give forth his praise and thanks to God is because he has this life of worship.
那第四个步骤是什么？面对风暴的第四个方法是什么呢
？What was the fourth method in which he countered this storm?
那就是归荣耀给神。
That is to give glory to God.
好，我们来看这个 20节到23节来读20节到23节。
We read verses 20 to 23. Verse 20, Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might." 21. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. 22. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. 23. To you, O God, my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for you have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we ask of you, for you have made known to us the king's matter.
从丹尼尔的赞美感谢 当中呢，你看到他都是归荣耀给神的。
In Daniel's words of praise to God, you can see that he gave glory to God.
他说智慧能力是神所赏赐，神不赏赐，我们没有一个人会有智慧。
He said that wisdom and might comes from God.
那么我今天能够跟王来讲解这个梦呢，是因为神将智慧赐给我。
He said the fact that he is able to tell the king the dream is because God gave him wisdom.
不是因为我有智慧，不是因为我厉害，绝对不是。
It is not because he has this wisdom.
那是因为神启示我，神赐我智慧，
but rather,
神在帮助我。
But rather, it is because God revealed to him and God helped him.
这些简单的话就是真实的话。
These are simple words, but these are words of truth.
这些简单的话就是归荣耀给神的话，荣耀神的话。
These simple words are actually words of glorifying God.
那么他向王说明哦，这个是神在解梦啊，不，其实不是他在解梦，是神在解梦。
He made it clear to the king that it was God who reveals the dream and not he himself.
好了，我们读27-28节。
We read verses 27 to 28. Verse 27, Daniel answered the king and said, "No wise men, enchanters, magicians, or astrologers can show to the king the mystery that the king has asked." Verse 28, "But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries, and he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days. Your dream and the visions of your head as you lay in bed are these."
是吗？但以理说，王的那些专家，那些智慧人，甚至那些行邪术的，那些教鬼的，都不能够解决，不能够解梦。
Daniel told the king that all his wise men were not able to tell the king his dream.
只有一位在天上的真神才能够显明这事情的奥秘。
It is only the God in heaven who is able to reveal all this mystery.
所以他的意思是说，真正能解梦的是神，不是人。
What he wanted to say is, it is only God who is able to interpret the dream.
这就是将荣耀归给神。
This is giving glory to God.
今天世人不愿意将荣耀归给真神。
Today the people of the world is not willing to give glory.
宁愿将这种荣耀归给人某某人，或者归给偶像，归给假神。
They would rather give glory to a certain people or the idols.
哦，为人来立这个像来纪念，哦，来为偶像来建这个大庙，来不断的来称颂他。
They build a statue for man, and they build a huge temple for their gods.
这件事情不荣耀归给神，是今日这个世界的人所做的事情，所常常做的事情。
These are the very things that the people of the world do that is not glorifying to God.
就算要荣耀，我也不会荣耀天上的真神，我不会。我会荣耀人，我会去荣耀偶像，我会去荣耀其他的事情，我不会荣耀天上的真神。
They will glorify men and their gods and other things except the God of heaven.
你没有发现到现在的世界是这样吗？
Do you not notice this is what happening? Is this what's happening in the world today?
是吗？宁愿不要相信天上的真神，宁愿相信那些鬼魔的呀，宁愿相信那些其他的假神的，他们愿意相信的呀。
They would rather
一讲就信的呀。
They would rather worship all their gods and all the false gods, but not God in heaven.
我们提出这么多的证据，这么多的根据，这么多的见证，就是不信啊。就是不信。
We have presented all this evidence and all these testimonies in our church, but they will not listen.
当人选择不信天上真神的时候，也不先相信借助这些真实的见证的时候，就说明他不将荣耀归给神。我就是不归荣耀给神，我不归给他。
When men refuse to accept all these testimonies and glorify God in heaven, then they are not glorifying God.
我拒绝这个世界是神创造的，我拒绝这个我们人的生命是神给的，我拒绝。那你怎么样归荣耀给神？你都拒绝神啊！
They are
你都否认神的一切恩典啊！
They are rejecting that they are created and the power of God. And so, how can they even give glory to God?
所以今天我们神的儿女哦，特别是真耶稣教会的信徒，我们真的要从心里面真实的将荣耀归给真神。
So we as the children of God, especially we who are in the True Jesus Church, we must truly give glory to God.
我们有时候看到异象啦，得到启示啦，或者神拯救啦，我们常常做见证，荣耀归给神，对不对？
We often see visions and testimonies, and we have testimonies and revelations, and all this will testify that God has.
但是我们要非常的谨慎，常常说是荣耀归给神，其实是归给自己。在见证中讲到自己怎么样怎么样。好像只有他神特别的爱他，神特别的跟他同在，神特别的怎么样怎么样，他好像是高过众人的啦，在见证里其实在荣耀他。
We may often say that we give glory to God, but in the context of our testimony, it seems as though we are giving glory to ourselves.
我们甚至人员也是一样呀。
Even the church leader.
有时我们看报告，看到那些工作的那些神迹啊，看异象啊，得圣灵啊，多少人得医治啊，又多少人洗礼，本来是荣耀神的。但很多时候若不谨慎是在荣耀个人荣耀他自己
when we read reports from all these church leaders about those who are being healed and the demons being cast out and the work that they've conducted it looks as though the glory is given to God
如果有这个动机有这样的态度有这样的行为那在神眼里就是恶的你是在作恶你在抢夺神的荣耀
If there is any indication that they give glory to themselves, then this is an evil before God.
这就是世界在做的事情，世人在做的事情，也是鬼魔在做的事情，不将荣耀归给神。
These are the very things that the people of the world and the devil will do. They do not give glory to God.
所以我们要像古圣徒，特别是但以理，圣经这个但以理，将荣耀归给神。
As such, we must be like the ancient saints, especially Daniel, to give glory to God.
我们要常常这样的检讨自己。
We must reflect upon ourselves.
那么在启示录有谈到天使在传福音。
In Revelation, we read about the angels preaching the gospel.
那我没有时间再读了。
We have no time.
我要讲的。天使传福音的两个重点是什么
？I want to point out the two points when the angels preach the gospel.
第一，他教世人，天使在教世人应当敬拜敬畏真神。
The first one is the angels preach to the people to tell them to worship this one true God.
第二件，因为世人都是在拜偶像。
Because the secondly, the people
不是 second， 应当敬畏真神。
They need to worship God.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为世界都在拜偶像。
Because the world is worshiping all these idols.
不敬拜真神。
They do not worship God.
所以天使说一定要敬拜真神。
And the angel said that we must worship God.
第二件事。
Secondly，
天使说要将荣耀归给神。
Angel said we must give glory to God.
因为世人都不将荣耀归给神的。
Because people of the world do not give glory to God.
这件事是在启示录的十四章。
This is recorded in Revelation chapter 14.
6-7节。
6-7
你自己有时间去读。
If you have time, you may read.
天使传福音的两个重要内容：第一，应当敬拜真神；第二，要将荣耀归给神。就是这样。
The two contents of the preaching of the angel was to preach the gospel and to give glory to God.
这两件事就是今日世人所不愿意做的。
And these are the very things that the people of the world are not willing to do.
好，那这两件事情哦，敬畏真神，荣耀归给神，也就是但以理信仰生命中的表现。信仰生命中的见证。
And these two, honoring God and glorifying God, are the very things that Daniel manifested in his life of faith.
所以结论就是要谦卑。
So the conclusion is that we must be humble.
千万不可抢夺神的荣耀。
We must not take God's glory.
既然是神的荣耀，那就是属神的，那是属神，不是属我们的。
Since it is God's glory, then it belongs to God.
哦，那撒旦就是要抢夺神的荣耀，所以他后来才变成魔鬼，变成撒旦。
Satan wanted God's glory, and that is why he fell and he became the devil.
应该说是那个犯罪的天使了。
It is the fallen angel.
哦，他本来就是神创造很美丽、很有能力的天使来的。
Originally, God created him to be a very beautiful angel.
为什么会变成撒旦魔鬼呢
？But how did he become Satan or the devil?
神启示我们说，因为他骄傲了。
God revealed to us that he
他要抢夺神的荣耀，把神的荣耀抢过来给他自己，他说他自己是神啊。
He wanted to take God's glory and say that he is God himself.
他可以跟神同等的呀，一同等的呀。
He wanted to be at par with God.
这些事情我们都已经清在圣经里面非常清楚的。
And these are the things that we are very clear in the Bible.
那我们继续看下去。
We continue.
那风暴后的结果，看但以理书的第二章，这场风暴后的结果是什么呢
？What is this? What is the outcome of this storm?
因为但以理用了这四个 态度来应对这场风暴，那结果是什么？
Daniel handle this situation with this four attitude, and what is the outcome?
请看46-49节。
We read 46 to 49.
请你念。
Verses 46 to 49. Verse 46. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell upon his face and paid homage to Daniel and commanded that an offering and incense be offered up to him. 47. The king answered and said to Daniel, Truly your God is God of gods and Lord of kings and a revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this mystery. 48. Then the king gave Daniel high honors and many great gifts and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief prefect over all the wise men of Babylon. 49. Daniel made a request of the king, and he appointed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon. But Daniel remained at the king's court.
当丹尼里替王解了这个梦过后的结果是什么？
What was the outcome after Daniel interpreted?
请注意这一段里面有三个很重要的见证，重要的结果。
There are three very important outcomes here.
第一
，First，
这个巴比伦王啊，这个骄傲的巴比伦王啊。他 这个时候他认识了天上的真神。
This arrogant King Nebuchadnezzar finally came to the knowledge of this one true God.
看47节。
Verse 47.
他说啊，你们的神啊，诚然是万神之神，是万王之主，又是显明奥事的神，神是万神之神。
The king said to Daniel, Truly your God is God of gods and Lord of lords and revealer of mysteries.
在众多的假神当中，各种世界的神当中，神是神中神，神里面的神，最大的神，就是天上的真神。
And that our God in heaven is the greatest of all gods.
简单说，其他的都不是神。
In other words, all the others are not gods.
在世界这么多王当中，千千万万的王当中，神是王中王，真正的王就是真神。
And in all the kings of the world, God is the King of kings.
有以色列的神是荣耀、尊贵、独一的真神。简单说，这个尼布甲尼撒王的见证就是，以色列的神才是真正荣耀、尊贵、独一的真神啊。
What King Nebuchadnezzar said was actually, the people of Israelite king, God is actually the one true God and is the most glorious and powerful God.
这个就是神的智慧，神的方法。
This is God's method and His wisdom.
可以让一个这么骄傲的巴比伦大王啊，能够谦卑下来。能够来去称颂天上的神。
God can enable this arrogant King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon to humble himself and to worship him.
你要怎样教一个这么骄傲的人来称颂神呢？
How can you enable such an arrogant person to praise God?
他有这么大的力量，有这么多的邪灵的问题。
He is so powerful and he has so many problems with the.
但神的方法很简单啊，太简。不困难啊。
But God's method was very easy.
就是叫丹尼里你去解梦就好了。
Only to ask Daniel to interpret his
dream. 因为看起来很简单。
It looks as though that it was.
但是没有一个人可以解呀。
But the problem is nobody else could interpret.
那证明什么呢？
And what does this show?
证明丹尼里敬拜的真神就是天上真正的真神哦。
It shows that the God whom Daniel worshipped was the one true God.
第二。
Secondly.
第二，这个结果呢？王啊，这么骄傲的大王啊。却俯伏在地哦，向丹尼里下拜啊！我的天啊，我在想，圣经有没有这样，有没有记录错误啊？
The second outcome is that this very arrogant King Nebuchadnezzar actually prostrated before Daniel.
当然，圣经是不会记录错误的啦。
Of course, the Bible will not record.
我们中文说是向丹尼里下拜，英文是吗？那就是咯，这么骄傲的大君王，像一个被掳了、被抓来的仆人呢、啊，下拜。君王向仆人下拜。
Both the English and the Chinese version says that King Nebuchadnezzar actually fell on his face and paid homage to this Daniel who was actually a slave of Babylon of Judah.
王的动作啊，在当时的现场哦。我相信啊，吓坏了所有王宫的人，所有在场的人都被吓傻去了，吓呆了。
What the king did at that time probably shocked all his men.
这个王是狮子啊，是很凶恶的狮子，很骄傲的狮子。
This king was a lion and he was a very ferocious.
你看他现在在做什么
？And see what he's doing.
他在众人面前向一个仆人下拜，但你是他的仆人啊。 Before
all his men, he actually prostrated before Daniel. Daniel was actually just a slave, a captive.
你以为这是一个偶然的事情，很简单的事情吗？
Is this something that is very coincidental?
神在动工啊，
God
神在进行他的计划。
God was working and undergoing his plans.
当好尼布甲尼撒王都这样谦卑下来，称颂真神。也将荣耀归给这个王啊神的仆人，其他的人还敢讲什么呢？其他的人还能做什么呢？
When this very haughty and arrogant king paid homage to Daniel the slave in front of all his men, what would other people think? What will they do?
王这样的动作呢，就是要告诉所有的专家，那些巴比伦的智慧的那些测试。真正有智慧的，真正有荣耀的是但以理，这是我王给他的荣耀，给他的 这个保证。
The actions of the king is to tell his other wise men that it is Daniel who is wise enough, and he himself endorsed Daniel.
这个是为但以理在王宫服侍里面在他以后的岁月有很大很大的帮助。
And this incident is of great help to Daniel in his future life.
那其实是神要用但以理，要给他做这样的安排。
Actually, God made all this arrangement because God wanted to use him.
因为但以理有一个使命，信仰的使命。
Because Daniel had this mission.
他被抓到巴比伦有一个责任。
He had this responsibility when he was taken.
就是要向巴比伦国所有的巴比伦人见证天上的真神，天上的真神是一位怎样的神
？That is to witness the Almighty God before all the Babylonians.
他们要怎么样来认识天上的真神？他们不认识啊，他们不知道呀。
How would they come to know of this one true God?
这个使命就交托在但以理身上啊。
And this mission has been entrusted to Daniel.
还有他的那些同伴们啊。
And his friends.
所以这是一个使命来的。
So this is a very important mission.
看起来好像是被抓到巴比伦。
It looks as though they have been taken exile.
但在神眼里不是。
But in God's eye,
我这个是我的计划，我要借助这些人被掳的这些信徒，这些百。这些神的儿女，我要他们荣耀我，我要他们去传扬我，我要他们去见证我，见证真神。
This is God's plan that he took them to exile and captives into Babylon so that they can glorify him and witness for him.
真的，但以理做到了。
And true enough, Daniel did it.
其实他就是除了祷告感谢，然后解梦，骄傲的君王啊，都称颂真神啊。
And apart from praying and praising God and interpreting the dream for the king, he ultimately did it, and even the king paid homage to him.
这件事情告诉我们在神没有困难的事情。
This incident tells us that with God, nothing is impossible.
只是神要不要动工而已。
It is whether God wants to work.
我的意思说，所以我们不用这样消极，不用这么灰心。神要动工，要信用他的教会，他要引更多人 来认识神，那太容易了，不是困难的事情。
For God, we do not have to lose heart or to be disappointed, because for God to increase the believers, it is not something that is difficult.
可是我们真教会的一些现代的人常常忘记了这件事。
But the people of today often forget about this.
一直想要靠自己的聪明，靠自己的方法，靠自己的努力，要怎样传福音，要怎么样的来引人归主。那这个当然也是个应该要努力的啦，也是应该要努力要认真的，应该的。
Very often they rely on their own ways and method to bring people to God. But of course, this is what they should do.
但到后来的时候呢，十年、二十年后，变成是一直靠自己的努力。一直要怎么样来传福音，一直要怎样来归引人归主，就靠自己。
But as time passes, it becomes one that is they rely only on themselves.
结果也有很多人不少人灰心呢。
As a result, many lose heart.
因为他们真正在努力都没有人来信，没有几个人来信。
Because they truly put in a lot of effort, but nobody.
所以灰心对教会灰心对神灰心
And that is why they lose heart with the church.
对真耶稣教会灰心觉得这个教会没人要的呀。没人要，没有人理的呀。
They lose heart in the truth is a church.
不能改名字吧？这个真人家很反感祷告圣灵人家很怕不要了，不要这样祷告了。
And they suggest, why don't we change the church name and why don't we pray in another way?
这些都一直在告诉我们，想用我们的方法来吸引人。
And these are the methods they use on their own ways to bring people.
神的方法就是要用真耶稣教会，神的方法就是要用灵源，这样的灵源就是要这样。
But God's ways,
这是神的方法来的呀。
God's ways is to use the true Jesus Church and to speak in tongues.
是吗？我们从这里看，所以你不用灰心的。神要动工，连搭巴比伦骄傲的王都会跪下来。
Therefore, let us
都会跪下来下拜。
Therefore, let us not lose heart, because when God works, even the great king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, will prostrate.
这件事在神来看有困难吗？
Is this something that is difficult before God?
一点困难都没有。
It is not difficult at all.
哎，第三个结果是什么？
What is the third outcome?
第三个结果，王抬高但以理，把但以理抬高起来，高举起来。
And the third, third one is the king gave Daniel honors.
四十八节
，verse 48.
于是王高抬但以理，赏赐他许多上等礼物，然后派他管理巴比伦全省，又立他为总理，掌管巴比伦一切的测试。
The king gave Daniel high honors and many gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon.
一个被掳的一个犹太人啊，以色列人啊。成为了大巴比伦国的总理啊，不是开玩笑。
A Jew who has been taken exile has become this ruler of the whole province of Babylon.
这是个奇迹，是神的作为来的。
This is a miracle and this is God's work.
那我们继续看下去。
We continue.
那当但以理被抬高的时候
，When Daniel was given all this,
他没有忘记他的同工啊。
He did not forget his friends.
他以他的同工来共同来享用享用神所赐给的荣耀尊贵。
He enjoyed the glory that God has given to him together with his friends.
我们来看这个四十九节。
We read verse 49.
但以理就求王。王就派沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥管理巴比伦省的事务，只是但以理藏在他。这里说，但以理他 当他做了大官的时候，他为他的同伴、为他的兄弟求王。
After Daniel became this ruler, he made a request from the king so that he could appoint his friends to become.
这里我们看到的是什么
？What is it that we see here？
我们要学习的是什么
？What is it that we can learn？
当有一块肥肉的时候，有好处的时候，请问是你独吞呢，还是一同共享
？When you have something very good to enjoy, would you rather enjoy it with your friends or would you enjoy it yourself？
世上呢，很多好处的时候都是独吞的，不可能跟你共享的，也不可能拉你一起进来跟他一样得荣耀的，不可能的。世上之中没有这样的事。
And it is not quite possible in this world where they share the goodness of the goodness with their friends.
他拉你进来，他不是真的要跟你共享，他是要利用你，因为他还需要你， so he 他利用你。
When anybody wants you to come in to enjoy this, it is to make use of you.
等有更大的利益，等他稳的时候，他把你一脚踢开了。
When there are greater benefits or when their position is more stable, then they will.
又或者你拉他进来的那个人，等他有力量的时候，他有机会的时候，他又把你干掉了，把你消灭掉了。
Or the person when you take him in, later on he will try to discard.
所以，当我们有荣耀、有尊贵、有利益的时候，有好处的时候，请问是独吞还是共享？
When we have all this glory and honor, will we enjoy it by ourselves or will we share with others?
第二件事
，The second，
当我们成功的时候，很有成就的时候，请问你还记得那些弟兄姐妹吗？你还记得你的同伴吗
？When you have all these achievements and are very successful, will you still remember your friends?
你还记得你的同工吗
？Will you still remember your co-workers?
这是我们从十九节看到的。
This is what we can see in verse 49.
但以理自动的向王替这三位朋友三位兄弟弟兄姐妹啦兄弟来说话。
So Daniel, we can see from here that he actually spoke on behalf of his three friends.
大概今天就讲到这里吧。我的题目其实是要讲第二章的第二个主题。
Actually, I wanted to speak on the second theme of Daniel chapter 2.
就是解梦哦，但以理解梦的内容。
That is the content of the dream.
这个梦呢，就是看原来就是世界的历史，帝国的历史。
Actually, this dream pertains to the history of the world.
那么世界历史是什么呢
？What is the history of the？
从他们的兴起，突然间的兴起，到他们的没落，到他们的消灭。
from the sudden rise and the deterioration of the kingdom and right until the fall of the empire.
我们下一次会继续看到这种历史事件，帝国的这种历史事件。
And the next session we will talk about this empires.
那我们还有一点时间，就先讲三十一节哈。
We have a bit of time. We will talk about verse 31.
现在传道正式讲这个第二章的第二个主题。
I will talk about the second
second
theme in chapter 2.
那就是我们的题目：世界的历史兴起跟衰败。
And that is our world history, the rise and fall of empires.
请问这个是你，请看这个世界是个怎样的世界
？What kind of a world are we living in?
请答案在三十一节。
The answer is in verse 31.
请念。
Verse 31, you saw, O king, and behold, a great image. This image, mighty and of exceeding brightness, stood before you, and its appearance was frightening.
那32。
Verse 32, the head of this image was of fine gold, its chest and arms of silver, its middle and thighs of bronze.
33。
33, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
我们先读到这里先哈。
We read until here.
这他摸到一个大象，一个很大的人像啊。
The king dreamt of this huge image.
头是金的，胸膛是旁边是银的。
The head is of gold, the chest and arms of silver.
肚腹是铜的。
Its middle, its bellies and thighs of bronze.
腿是铁的。
Legs of iron.
脚是半铁半泥的。
Feet partly of iron.
我们以后再谈这，再讲这里面的内容。
We shall talk of the content further later.
但是这个大象是怎样的？圣经是怎样启示我们？神是怎样启示我们？这个大象是什么
？But what does the Bible reveal us about this great?
原来这个大象就是世界啊，就是帝国啊，世界的各个帝国啊。
This image actually refers to the empire.
简单说，所有的帝国就是这个世界，世界就是这些帝国了。
So all these empires is the world, and all this world.
那么这个世界呢？这个大象呢？第一，它的形象是很高，非常高。
Firstly, this image is of great stature.
它的形状是伟大的，是非常崇高的，伟大的，不是矮矮的，不是小小的。
It is a very high and frightening in appearance, and not one that is minute and small.
这告诉我们，神启示我们，世界是至高至大的。
Here it tells us that God says that the world is mighty and haughty.
他把自己弄成装扮成很伟大、很高大。甚至要高过天，甚至与神争锋，跟神来斗高。
It has made itself to be very high and mighty.
好像那个巴别塔就是要与神争锋咯，与天争高咯，要像天这样高咯。
Just like the Tower of Babel, that is competing to be as big as mighty as God.
所以这个世界的意象啊，世界的这个梦告诉我们啊，第一，这个世界是至高至大的，它的形象一定是骄傲的。
So this dream tells us that this image is high and mighty.
你没有看到这个世界，各个世界都是想要争第一，你没有看到吗
？Do you notice that all the kingdoms of the world want to be first?
怎样争呢
？How do they strive?
就建了世界最高的楼啊
！It is to build the highest tower.
我们马来西亚也曾经拿过世界第一啊，世界 number one 啊，还记得吗
？Malaysia once had this world's highest tower.
结果呢，很快的。就被台湾101拿掉了，台湾也成了世界第一最高的楼就是台湾了。
Within a very short time, the place was taken over by Taiwan with the 101 tower.
那个台湾才不到几久吧，就给中国上海的哪一栋楼就拿掉了。
Within a very short span of time, it was overtaken by the tower in Shanghai.
以前世界最高的楼是在美国啊。
Previously, the highest tower was in U.S.
现在世界最高的不在美国，美国很早就被比下来了啦。亚洲国家，这个亚洲国家很多个好几个国家都胜过它，包括马来西亚的楼都高过它了。
Now the U.S. tower is no longer the highest in the world. Even the Asian country, Malaysia, is higher.
这个是一个形象，很高，那代表是什么？至高至大。
This is the great image, and it represents high and mighty.
我最高，我是世界最高、最高、顶尖的。
I am the highest, and I'm the mightiest. I'm the best. I'm the top.
所以兄弟啊，主的兄弟姐妹，你在追求最高吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you strive to be the best?
你不能够输过人吗
？Do you always want to be better than others?
你高过还要再高是吗
？Do you want to be higher and higher?
这些思想、这些观念都是从世界来，
All、
就是世界的形象，至高至大，我一定要最高的。
All these concepts come from the world. from this image that is very high and mighty.
我们当然栽培我们的孩子啊，能够考到好成绩，那是肯定的，那是需要栽培的。
Of course, we wish that our children be very good in excel in their studies, and this all.
但是不是叫你跟同学争第一名啊
？But it is not to tell them to be first all the time.
让他读书，让他明白，让他学习很多知识，但不是叫他一定要争第一名啊，争第二名都不要呀。
It is.
那你是在斗争啊，你不是在学习知识呀。
It is good that they acquire knowledge, but not to the extent of always striving only to be the first.
这个就变成自高自大了。
Then this has become high and mighty.
我们很多信徒的父母亲的思想都有这样啊，一定要最top的。你输给人几分就已经不可以了，
sometimes,
就很没有脸了。
Sometimes as parents, we also have this attitude whereby we do not want to lose to others.
所以神启示我们哦，借助这个梦告诉我们，这个世界就是这样自高自大的，
God,
我们千万要注意。
God reveals to us that this world is always wanting high and being wanting to be high and mighty. Therefore, we must not be like.
跟着这个世界第二个形象是什么呢
？What is the second manifestation?
第二个形象，它极其的光耀，非常的光耀哈，非常的荣耀。
This image is exceedingly bright.
这就是外表的华丽啊，金银珠宝啊，金光闪闪啊。很多金银财宝在他身上，就是在这个世界上。
This image is shining in all these precious stones.
Shining 的，全部是有光的，哇，很荣耀的呀，金银珠宝啊，金条啊，钻石啊这些。
So it is glittering and shining in all these precious stones.
其实这些都是外表。
All this is outer appearance.
我们人只是用泥土做的，用泥土做的。
We are men made of dust.
我们不用这金银珠宝来让我们自己更光耀，不用。
We don't need all these precious stones to glitter us and to shine.
因为神造我们的时候也不给我们加上这些金银珠宝在我们身上，不用。
Because when God created us, He did not give us all these gold.
我们虽然是泥土所造。
Although we are created by dust,
但是神就用他的形象样式造我们，我们有神圣洁的荣耀形象在我们身上的，那是比金银珠宝更荣耀的、更圣洁的呀。
But we are created in God's image, and all this is in this image is even more important than all the gold and diamond and silver.
所以不需要靠这些东西来让自己觉得很高贵的，不需要的。
Hence, we do not rely on all this to show that we are high and mighty.
但因为亚当犯罪啊，背叛神。
But because of the downfall of Adam and Eve,
这种神的形象、荣耀、圣洁消失掉。
The image, the holy image of God has vanished.
当人没有了神的形象、荣耀的时候，你知道人是什么？人就是一堆泥土而已啊，
When,
会走动的泥土而已啊，会说话的泥土啊，在神眼里就是泥土来的呀，还有什么？
When、
没有什么了。
When man loses this image of holiness of God, then they are only left with this dust.
因为神的形象没有在身上啊，没有在生命当中啊，那还剩下什么？剩下泥土咯，只是会走动的泥土咯。
Because when God's image is no longer present in the man, in that man, then it is only the dust.
那讲清楚，那就是跟对不起哈、哦，圣经是这样讲的。那跟那些动物走兽有什么两样啊？
Then in that sense, what difference is there between man and the beast?
神创造的飞鸟，创造走兽，创造很多的动物，动物也是用泥土做的，你知道吗
？When God
圣经说动物也是用泥土做，跟人一样用泥土做的呀。
When God created the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, God also used dust to create.
可是他们没有神的形象，没有用神的形象创造的，没有的呀。
It is only God did not. It's only that God did not.
他们就是会走动的泥土而已，会走动的有生命的泥土啊。
It's only that God did not create them in His own image.
那就是个动物啊。
They are animals.
失去了神的形象，没有了这种神的荣耀。
They are animals without God's image.
所以这个世界呢？就一直用其他的方法，这些所谓的金银珠宝来吸引人，来欺骗人，让自己觉得很高贵，让自己觉得很有价值。
So the world will continue to use all these riches and precious stones and gold and silver to make us feel very valuable.
Rolex 啊，多少百千，多少几百千、几百万的。
Look at the watch, a Rolex. It's worth millions.
你看那个钻石啊，那些翡翠啊。多高贵啊，整个人多有价值啊
！Look at the gems that they wear on their body. How valuable it is.
但是这些被人家偷掉的、被拿掉的时候，请问它有价值吗？请问它还高贵吗
？But the minute these things are being stolen by others, then the person is left without all this. Is he still high and mighty?
请注意，世界的第二个形象，第一就是很高，第二就是光耀哈、哦， 尽其光耀，那都是骗人的啦，一种外表来的啦。
This image is a great image, and secondly, it is exceedingly bright. So all these are only to deceive us.
哦，是神启示我们，让我们从31节看到这个世界是什么，它的形象是什么，原来就是这些。
God has revealed to us what this image is.
那我们下次继续讲第三个形象哈。
We shall continue the third manifestation.
哦，那我们讲完的好不好？第三个形象，那个形象极其可怕。
The third one is, it is very frightening.
不是很善良、很温柔那种，是非常可怕的。
It is not a face of kind and compassion.
这个就是这个世界，神启示我们的世界了。
But this is the world that God has revealed.
为什么世界会这么可怕
？Why is this world so frightening?
这个是我们要这个事情，我们要一起看第七章，你才看得到。
If you are to read Daniel chapter 7, then you can see the answer.
这个第七章里面都是在讲世界的帝国啊，都是怪兽，很可怕的怪兽，是很凶恶的怪兽。
And Daniel chapter 7 will tell us of all these beasts, that will be very frightening.
然后启示录启示说，这个世界已经成了鬼魔的住处，他的窝。污秽之灵的巢穴，很可怕，很污秽，很肮脏。
Revelation tells us that this world has become the habitation and a dwelling place for the devil.
所以世界是个可怕的哈，很可怕的，很污秽的，知道吗
？The world is very frightening and very.
这个是神启示我们的，这不是传道在讲的，是神启示的，透过这个梦告诉我们，这个就是世界的形象，有三个形象。
This is what God reveals us through this dream.
第一，非常自高自大。
First, it is high and mighty.
第二，非常的外表光鲜哦，有光耀，非常的外表。
Secondly, it is exceedingly bright.
第三，非常可怕。
And thirdly, it is very frightening.
因为是鬼魔的住处。
This is the habitation of the devil.
这样去认识一下我们现在的现今的世界。
This is for us to recognize our world.
你还爱他吗
？Do you still love the world?
你还把所有的一切都投资在里面吗
？Do you still want to invest everything in the world?
它是一只怪兽来的。
It is a very frightening beast.